There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is my phone number, and it works Monday through Friday from, well, actually it works 24-7. But with me on the other end, or Manny on the other end, it works from noon to 3 Eastern, Monday through Friday. So that's the best time to call, especially if you have something that you need to talk with me about, or a clarification, or something you didn't understand, because you can certainly send me an email, and you can certainly get to me on Facebook, but the best way to clarify things is actually to pick up the phone and punch in those little numbers, and there you go. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I didn't understand something you said at the end of yesterday's show with a call. You told somebody that they were personalizing something. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, it made me kind of confused because I tend to try to, when I get hurt feelings, I try to look at what I might be contributing, you know, what my self-responsibility is. And, you know, where's the fine line between me personalizing it and examining my self-responsibility in situations where my feelings have gotten hurt?
I mean, personalizing by definition is what you're doing. You're saying, okay, what did I do wrong here? And that's not a bad place to start, but it has to be balanced and offset also by the context of, well, what if this doesn't have anything specifically or personally to do to me? Well, there are two ways of looking at it. And the example that I usually use is that a bunch of years ago at Thanksgiving, I was, and Thanksgiving is a very emotional holiday because you're usually with family, and my family was very far away, and I was by myself, and I was invited to someone's house, and I knew the hostess, and that was it, and I was so kind of bereft, I guess, for lack of a better term, because I tend to be a pretty private person, and I don't, you know, if I'm going to share something with somebody, I usually share something that's fun and interesting, not something that's sad. And I was a little out of control because I was feeling far away from home and sad. And I said, the guys at work are really, you know, they owe me a lot of money and they're not paying me, and I can't believe they're doing that because I'm such a nice person. And that was essentially, it probably went on for a little longer than that. It was probably a bit whinier, but that was the gist of what I was saying. And this guy, who I didn't know at all, said, oh, grow up. This has, you know, the business is war. This has nothing to do with you. And I was like, someone had thrown, you know, cold water on me, but he was absolutely right. And that's my example of the difference between personalizing something. I mean, I think we do need to take responsibility for our own behavior, but understand that sometimes you have to think about what the other person is trying to accomplish. And so, exactly as you say, Helen, it's kind of a fine line between, you know, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. That what you need to do is think about what's the situation, what could, you know, what could be their motive. And again, trying to read somebody else's mind is a thankless task. But understanding that there are different ways of looking at the same issue. And from my point of view, it's, I'm a nice person. Why are they not paying me the money they owe me? From my sort of little truth teller at Thanksgiving was, it's business. If they don't pay you the money, they get to keep the money, which means they may or may not be bad people, but they may not have the money. And if they don't have the money, they can't give it to you. And if they can't give you the money, they're going to make it your issue, because that's easier than saying, look, kid, we're not very good businessmen. We don't have the money to pay you, because then you'll probably stop working for them, which makes the situation even worse. So for personalizing, there, what we need to do is, first of all, say, all right, what's the situation?
Uh-huh.
What's my responsibility in this? Are there other ways of looking at this data that may make it just as meaningful? Or is there a different way of understanding this? Because the problem about personalizing a situation exactly as you say, which is your first statement, was you get your feelings hurt. Hurt feelings are very hard to climb beyond. So if instead of sort of taking it personally, what you say is, all right, what's the situation here? What could be their motive? What could be my motive? Are there other ways of understanding it so that I can be analytical and thoughtful about it rather than just emotional about it?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good question. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the idea is you can take responsibility, but hurt feelings don't get you very far. Hurt feelings should be the trigger that say, okay, why is this hurtful? What am I assuming is my problem? Is there another way of looking at this? Because, again, negotiating from the position of hurt feelings is going to be like me saying, I can't believe they're such bad guys because I'm such a nice person. Doesn't get any place. And once I understood that they, number one, probably didn't have the money, and so, you know, it wasn't whether I was a nice or unnice person. They didn't have the money. If they don't have the money, they're not going to pay me. And it would be nice if they just said, look, we would pay you if we had the money, but then I'm more likely to say, okay, well, if you don't have the money and you're not paying me, this is not a hobby. I'm going to stop doing this. So the idea is to, it's not so much not to personalize it, it's not to take it personally, which is a slightly different statement than personalizing it. If, you know, if I were to look at this from an objective standpoint, are there other ways of looking at it other than the fact that they don't like me?
Mm-hmm.
And women tend, men are much better at it than we are. Men are much better when we say things like, I can't believe you do that to me, you know, when they don't call or something, say, well, I was busy. They don't say things like, I can't believe you're putting all this pressure on me. They just say, I was busy. You know, so they're very good at depersonalizing. So as women, we probably have to take things slightly less personally and be able to look at things a bit more objectively. And men need to maybe take a little bit more responsibility on the emotional standpoint, and we'll have a perfect world.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And then no one will ever call me again about anything. We've solved all the problems. Thanks, Ellen. 855-99 Dr. Joy. That's actually a very good question. And, you know, Helen is right. If there's something I've said and you don't quite understand what I mean, don't assume that you didn't get it. Assume that I didn't make it clear, because that's my job, you know, to make it clear. And if I didn't, call me up and I'll see if I can't take another whack at it. So, There was this article today, which I thought was a really stupid title, but with some very useful information in it. And it was talking about, which is sort of interesting because we were talking with my last emailer, about 50 Shades of Grey and about passion. All right, so this dude, whose name, I might as well give you his name because, well, I thought the topic was stupid. I thought he did a nice job of it. His name is Greg Lavoie, and he's written something called Vital Signs, The Nature and Nurture of Passion. Okay, but what he says, which sort of goes against what most of us believe, is number one, that passion can be cultivated. You can turn it on and you can turn it off. It says, you know, that basically it's an immediacy. You can't sort of have a 5-year plan about passion. So the idea is that it needs to be spontaneous. And his example was, he was sitting with his friends, and one of his friends was saying, you know, we're not outrageous enough. And so this guy said, well, how would you become more outrageous? And so he rearranged his hair, and he said, I'd go to work like this. You know, the idea of doing something unexpected, doing something that's a little edgy, doing something a little impulsive, doing something that seems, as I said, a little risky, a little out of the ordinary. It's kind of like what we've been talking about for the last hour plus, which is the balance in our life of finding the difference between stress and comfort, and finding the difference between, you can't be passionate about everything. I'll tell you a quick story about that, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this after the break. At one point, I was the alum counselor for Rice, for my college, university. And I just sort of felt like anybody who wanted to go there, I should help them to get there. And so I would write these glowing reviews of all these kids. And finally, after about my third year or something, there was this one kid who I felt would really do well at Rice. And they were not going to make it on the basis of just the paper trail. That they had, he had not bad grades, but he was a nice kid, and I thought, this is the kind of kid who will just blossom under these circumstances. But I used up all my adjectives. So when I really wanted to go to bat for somebody, I'd already used it up. So you can't be passionate about everything, but we'll talk a little bit more about passion, not having to do with 50 shades of gray, but 20 shades of brown, 5 shades of brown. That would be me, Brown. Get it? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Need advice?
Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Someone just sent me decadent desserts. They said that that basically February was chocolate month. I suppose because of Valentine's Day. But a lot of the things that people considered really good chocolate, like decadent, I don't particularly like cayenne chocolate and stuff like that. And just give me basic chocolate, maybe throw in some nuts, but, you know, move away from my chocolate. Do not mess with my chocolate. All right, we were talking about passion. I need a little clarification on the name, Manny, before I put her on the air. Oh, you're still talking to her. Never mind. Okay. So we're talking about the idea of living a passionate life. And I think most of us would just as soon have at least a dollop of passionate life. And we're not necessarily talking about sex, although that certainly can be part of it. But they're talking about the idea that passion can be cultivated. And I think that's not usually how we think about passion. You think about it as either being there or not being there. All right. Manny, is her name Saren?
That is what she told me, yes.
Okay, good. Because I thought, well, maybe it's Sarah or maybe it's Karen, but we'll go with it. Saren, hopefully this is your name. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
That's an unusual name because I was trying to decide if it was really Karen or Sarah, but it's Saren, huh?
Yeah.
Is it a family name?
It is, yeah.
All right. Well, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I just wondered if you could tell me what you do. I mean, we have I have children that are just in kindergarten now, and their dad works, you know, full time job as an engineer, and okay. I'm trying to work part time.
Okay.
And I'm running up against the fact that they're either sick or there's snow days or there's so yeah. It's really hard for me to feel like I can be reliable in this part-time position because I'm like running out for different things.
Does your husband have, does he have any flexibility in terms of his time or anything? For example, do you work Monday through Friday part-time or do you work a couple days full-time? What's your schedule at this moment?
I mean, right now I'm just working Monday, Wednesday, Fridays from like 10 to 1. I mean, it's not a lot.
Okay.
It's not a huge chunk
okay.
of time.
Okay. Is it possible that your husband could be available maybe two of those days to, it's only half a day, 2 days a week. Does he have any flexibility over his schedule?
Well, right now he seems pretty swamped at work, so that's part of the problem.
But before we write that off,
okay.
I mean, is it possible that he could work out of the house 2 days a week? Because, look, you've got Tuesday and Thursday on your own. One of the possibilities, depending on what kind of work you do,
mm-hmm.
is to do, instead of doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, half days, to do Monday full day, Wednesday half day, and then not Friday, which instead of giving you 3 days that you're really spoken for and 2 days that you're not, it switches that around. If
okay.
he can be available one of those days, then you're really only on call 1 day a week.
Okay.
You hear what I'm saying? All right, so
yeah.
that's one possibility of seeing whether or not you can combine some of your part-time work so it's only 1 day.
Okay.
And so that you're really only 1 day is really the difficult day, and the half day that is the other time you're working, that he might be able to do that. He may be able to go in late. He may be able to work from the house. He may be
okay.
able to do 4 days a week, because more and more places are allowing people to do things like that because it's in their benefit as well. And so that means that you're really only on call that for 1 day a week. And that's going to change everything for you. It means he's only on one call, on call for half a day, 1 day a week.
Okay.
Which means that you're going to be covered a much greater percentage of the time. And it also has a huge the huge advantage of having him more involved with the kids, of him understanding a bit more what your life is like, of the kids seeing him as a co-parent more than just you're the one who's always there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gives him some respite from work. And he may view his work a little differently because he's able, I mean, Wednesday mornings may be his favorite day of the week. He gets to get up with the kids and he gets to sleep a little later, and he gets to work from the house, and yada, yada. So, and it may even be that he can have one day. So instead of him just being available on Wednesdays from 9 to 1, he may be available Mondays, let's say, all day. He just works from the house, which means that you're only on the hook for Wednesday morning. So talk with him about it. Not, look, I need some help about this, but have you thought about this? Could you do half a day, one day a week, that you could either work from home or work from, and you may not have to do it very often. It's only when there's a snow day or doctor's appointments, or and because both of you then have basically four interrupted days, you're going to be able to schedule things more easily. So that's number one, is getting Dad involved, because he has a vested interest. Second is, if you can't get Dad involved, see if you can find either somebody else who's working part-time, and that you sort of fill in for each other. So that if, you know, hopefully everybody's sick, kid doesn't get sick on the same day. But let's just make an apocryphal next door neighbor or your office mate or something, that you're working Monday, Wednesday, Friday. She's working Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So if her kid gets sick on one of those days, that you can fill in for her and vice versa.
Okay.
Because basically what I'm saying is you need some backup plan. You may be able to get a mother or mother-in-law involved. You may be able to find a high school kid or a college kid, more likely, because they're going to have a little more flexibility over their time. And the idea is that you might put them on retainer or something of that sort, or another mom who's got school-age kids. You may be able to talk with other moms in kindergarten that says, look, when your kid's sick, you know, I'll fill in for you if it's a Tuesday or Thursday, and you can do mine on Monday, Wednesday. So let me just kind of reiterate with you, don't feel like you're locked into a schedule, and you can always ask. You don't have to demand, but you can you can see that there gets to be all sorts of flexibility if you can get husband to do even half a day one day a week. And it's not going to be every week, because kids aren't going to get sick every week. It may be two or three times during the year. But take some of the pressure off of you of, oh, my God, what do I do? A snow day could be really fun for him and you know, maybe for you as well as for the kids. Getting a mother or mother-in-law as a backup, getting another mom doing some of it. But and if you can combine, I've told before, when I started working, my daughter was about... Well, I was always teaching from the time she was born on, but when I decided I really needed to have to get back into practice, instead of doing 5 days a week, I did 2 days. And in those 2 days, I saw basically about 9 to 10 hours of clients in those 2 days. And a 20-hour caseload is basically nearly a full-time caseload. And I did all the paperwork at home, and I got in early in the morning, and I left late at night. They were two fairly exhausting days, but they were only 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to five. So I was only, I was only responsible, and I really did negotiate with my daughter's dad to do half of them Friday afternoons, that he would be responsible. So see if you can think about it in these kinds of ways. If you want to talk about it tomorrow, I can put you on hold. But I think the clue is just saying to your husband, look, can you be available for half a morning, one day a week on an emergency? And he's going to say, well, I work. But the idea is working out at home. Let me put you on hold. You can think about it. If we need to talk some more, I'm here. Diane, you'll be next after Sarah, and I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely good idea. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Diane, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you, madam?
I'm doing great up here in New Hampshire with too much snow.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard. I was talking with somebody who was in Florida yesterday, and they said they were coming to New Hampshire, and you guys had like 34 inches of snow or something.
Oh, yeah, we have way more than that now.
Oh, dear. And I think it's supposed to rain, or it's supposed to snow next week, I think, too, isn't it, for like
it
three
is.
Or 4 days?
Yeah, another major one coming. But anyway, I'm calling to give another bucket list place to visit geographically.
Okay.
You mentioned Grand Canyon, which is a totally awesome place. I would also suggest Bryce Canyon for anyone that hasn't been out west. And there's a driving tour called the Grand Circle Tour, and you take in 10 canyons, and it's absolutely breathtaking.
Is that at Bryce or someplace else?
It's Bryce is included, but it's 10 canyons all together. So, you know, if you took a couple days or a week and drove to all the different canyons, and it's just another world out there, and I would recommend it to anybody.
How would somebody find out about details about that? It just called
I just Google it in the day of the computer. Just Google Grand Circle Tour.
Okay.
Nevada, maybe, or out west. You probably need to put
Canyon Tour in there. Maybe do a Grand Circle Canyon Tour.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but we did it about 10 years ago, and I'm definitely going to go back and do it again. It was just, like I said, another world from out here in the east.
That's true. That's true. Well, you forget that that East Coast mountains are very old, so they're kind of sloping and gentle, as opposed to West Coast, which are much newer mountains and they're craggy and the water, and I mean it's just like you said, it's a completely different world. It's almost like a different Mother Nature.
Oh, it sure is. I know we when we were out there at one of the canyons, we were speaking to one of the Pueblo Indians who was doing pencil art out there. And actually did us a drawing to keep, which was very nice of him. But he said he had been back here to Boston once in his life, and he said that he'd never come back again. And it was too claustrophobic. So.
For people who are used to, I had my in-laws lived in Los Alamos, and they would think nothing about driving to Denver to go grocery shopping or to go shopping, and that's, what, about 4.5 hours. And I thought, wow.
Yeah.
And, in 4.5 hours, you can cover almost all the eastern seaboard. So.
Oh, I know. It's very different. So look it up and see what you think about it.
Fair enough. Have you been to is it Carlsbad that's the ones, the stalactites and the stalagmites there?
Yeah.
Some of the ones that are in caves are not my favorite. I'm not a cave girl particularly.
Yeah, I have not made Carlsbad. It's on my bucket list, but I have been to other caves down South Kentucky way that have, you know, the stalactites and the stalagmites. Yeah. And I'm claustrophobic, but I make myself do it anyway, and it's just awe-inspiring.
Yeah, there's some of them. Remember, it's what, the mites go up and the tights come down? That's how you remember the difference between mites and tights.
I never heard that.
Yeah, the mites go up, the tights come down. I've also been in the catacombs in Rome. And that's claustrophobic as well. I lasted about 20 minutes in there. I've been in the Hoover Dam, Grand Coulee Dam, and that's all underground as well, and I lasted about 20 minutes in that. I think I might be able to do a better job of it now after September 11th. But, it's just not my thing. And I figure this is not, if I had to go save somebody in there, you know, help my child, and I've done things in front of my child because I didn't want her to grow up feeling frightened about things. But if it's just for me and just for fun, I tend to think, maybe not this trip. Maybe next trip. So.
Yeah, I would put Hoover Dam on the list as well. And I have been there, but I couldn't get the nerve up to go down inside. So.
Well, it's an alarming kind of thing because it's not only the claustrophobia, it's the sense of the water, you know, on top of you. Yeah, I'm not, for those of us who are a little claustrophobic, I'm not sure that I would really recommend it. It's gorgeous, and you can go and you can gamble up there at the railroad junction, and there are lots of things to do, but... And as I said, I lasted about 20 minutes, which I thought was really sweat down to my kneecaps. But we'll have to check out what'd you say, it's 10 canyons?
Yeah, Grand Circle Tour, Canyon Tour, yeah.
Okay, check it out.
Yeah, look it up and check it out and see what you think.
Now, have you been to Gettysburg and D.C. and things of that sort, because you're on the East
Gettysburg.
Coast?
Gettysburg. I've been twice to Gettysburg, and I want to go back. I just, my husband loves history, and so do I, and just to stand there and imagine what it was like back then, you know,
Well, it's really alarming, because a lot of it was hand-to-hand combat. A lot of it, you know, there were all Americans fighting each other, literally brothers fighting brothers. It was just a really alarming kind of situation. And they just put up a new visitor center there, and you can go and see the enactments of some of the battles. And it was really the sort of pivotal issue of the war to a very large extent. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was an awesome place, and I'll definitely go back there as well. And Washington, D.C., the museums, absolutely a must-do.
I agree. All right, so there we go. So you can be our little West Coast maven as well.
Yeah, there
I mean,
you
look,
go.
And you should go to San Francisco and see. Actually, San Francisco is kind of fun, but go up to Mendocino. Have you ever been there?
Mendocino? No, I have not.
It's part of the logging roads in Northern California, and you go and you stand out on the rocks, and they're all, you know, we're talking about canyons, and these are, I suppose, canyons to be. The water comes underneath, and it looks almost like an old New England village, because that's where it was settled by whalers, and you go out and you stand on the rocks. And, I mean, it's the most extraordinary way of experiencing the power of the Pacific. It's just an amazing kind of thing.
Oh, I'm sure. I'll have to put it on my list.
There you go. We're getting a bigger and we need bigger and bigger buckets.
There you go. I'm sure.
Thanks for your call, Adam. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Stay warm, yeah.
I'll try. Bye-bye.
855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-375-69. We're talking about passion. And how to lead sort of a passionate life, which I think most of us would just as soon do, which doesn't necessarily mean sleeping with a lot of people and presumably doesn't have that involved at all. But the idea that you can kind of decide to be more passionate, you can decide to be more impulsive, more in the moment. The idea is figure out what keeps you from being passionate, where you sort of opt out, where you sort of settle, whether it's a job or a relationship, and see what you can do different about it. And remember that most of us, when we're starting a new job, feel excited about it. Most of us, when we're starting a new relationship, feel excited about it. There are lots of moments, and then we sort of either get in a rut or it's not what we expect it to be. And so be aware of where that happens and how it happens. And to a certain extent, if you think about it, passion is really not knowing what's going to happen next, of really being a bit more vulnerable and taking the risk. That there's nothing less passionate than sitting on the sidelines to a certain extent, even though you can yell and scream about your team. But basically, they're the ones who are taking the risks. And so the idea being, it doesn't have to be doing stupid things. It's just what sort of makes you excited about something. And it could be something that I mean, are you feeling like if you make a lot of noise that that people won't like you, or that if you speak up, and if you become more involved and you become more passionate, you may find that people around you are responding in the same way as well. The best way to have kind of a dull life is to be dull, and surround yourself with dullness, and what you'll find is that everything seems just the same. And that's, I think, for most of us, what we want is, we don't want everything to be new and everything to be uncertain and everything to feel risky, because that's incredibly stressful. But it is the spice of our lives, and presumably we just soon have a little bit spicier life, yes? 855-99-375-69. Linda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I listen
Hi, Linda.
To your podcast all the time, and I love your show.
Well, thank you.
So today I was listening to a podcast from last week. I hope I can get through this, about a widow who was having a hard time getting rid of her husband's things.
Right.
And that happened to me as well. My husband died in September of 2013.
Okay.
After a long illness, and I was also the caregiver. And so then last year in September, all the kids came back. We had an unveiling, which means we laid the stone on his grave.
Okay.
And afterwards, we all came back to the house, and I brought out a huge shopping bag of all my husband's ties. And we always kidded him that he was the original metrosexual.
Let me put you on hold and come right back. I love the image. We're after the unveiling. We're back at the house. All the ties. Hang on. And we'll pick this up in just a minute, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, 855-993-7569. And for those of you who really love calling the last couple minutes of the hour, you can call now and I'll put you on next hour because I've got another hour to go. So I'm going to sort of outsmart you on this one, maybe. I know, I love calling at the last minute. 855-993-7569. We're talking with Linda, who lost her husband a little over a year ago in September 2013. They had the unveiling a year later, and she's saying that she took a huge shopping bag and Polo's ties in it, and so that's where we left off. So All right, so you're saying he's a metrosexual, so he had lots of ties?
He had, yes, an enormous number of ties, and really beautiful ties of all makes. And so I put them all out on the floor, and we all sat, and I said, pick whatever color you want that goes in your house, and you'll need 7 or 8 ties. And just that whole thing in itself was just so wonderful.
That sounds great. So what was the idea that they would make?
We were laughing about stories. We were crying about different stories. It was just wonderful. Then, so everybody picked 7 or 8 ties.
Now, how many kids, you had children and cousins
four.
And whatever?
Yep, 4.
So you had at least 28 ties. It sounds like there were more than that.
Yes, there were way more than that. I hate to admit, but...
Tell me how many ties.
I never counted.
Give me an estimate.
Oh, I would say 75.
See, I was going for 100, so, you know.
Okay. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
All right, so let me ask you a question before we go on. The idea you would take 7 ties, so what are you going to do, make them like a wall hanging or something?
Well, this is what I did. I took them to a quilter, and she made a pillow for each of them.
I love
like
that.
A throw
so
pillow.
You...
I wish I could say this was my idea, but one of my daughters saw it on Etsy and showed it to me. And
that's fantastic.
But it was the most fabulous idea. And so now, every night when I sit on the couch, I see that pillow. and it just brings back wonderful memories. And
that's a great idea. So men out there, go and buy some ties.
Well, you were talking. I mean, what spurred it was I heard a woman call in last week. And she couldn't get rid of anything of her husband's. And I think this was just a wonderful way of holding on to something.
That's a great idea. So, and how did you find the person who would do the pillows? You just
I was
found...
kind of interested in quilting, and I had taken a few classes at a local store, and they gave me the name of someone who gave more in-depth lessons. But this was not something that I ever wanted to tackle. I mean, I wanted it to look nice and be something that we would all want to have on our
house. As opposed to, so, you know,
one
year I made those stocking monkeys for Christmas for everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Only once. Blood all over everything. They all look like awful. Everybody hated them. So, yeah, I think getting someone to do it. But that's it. So you need 7 ties and make a pillow.
Yes, or even more. On some of them, like for my son, I had a sweater that he had given my husband as a gift. And so I made that the back of the pillow.
That's great.
And then the ties kind of tied in with those same colors. And there were a few of them that we added extra material from the quilt shop. But this woman was just phenomenal, and each one was different, and each one was just really beautiful.
Did you take pictures of them?
I do have pictures of them, absolutely.
You can send them in. We'll put them up on the website for you, if you'd like.
I would love to.
Because it's such a great idea, and it occurs to me you could take, for example, some of the shirts or things of that sort and use the backings on them as well.
Yeah, I think they had those on Etsy also, where you could take
But the ties, see, I thought you were going to just say everybody could take a tie and the men could wear them and the women can wear them as belts. But I love the idea of a pillow. I mean, that's just really brilliant.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Linda, it's a wonderful idea, and I'm sure every tie manufacturer in America is saying that they're going to make you their poster child. It is a great idea.
Maybe I'll leave my address with Manny and they can send me a percentage.
Yeah, good luck on that one, honey. But
I know.
Do send us a picture and we'll put it on the website if you like. You know, because I think it's such
a
good idea.
I have it on my phone, so I only would know how to send it.
Yeah, if you've got a picture on your phone, what you can do is we'll just... Manny, if she sends it to drjoy.com, will I get it?
I think you should.
Yeah, listen, try just sending that, you just take, you know, where it says picture, and then you they'll just say, they'll have, on the left-hand corner, they'll have text, an envelope, Facebook, share, whatever,
okay.
And just hit the envelope, and hit where it, and says drjoy.com, and then it'll say, you know, it'll put a little X in any of the pictures you want to send, a little check mark, and then send it. And if it doesn't come, if it doesn't do it, then call us back and we'll give you another address to do it. But it should work.
Okay.
But that's, I love that idea. And I'm sitting here looking at pillows and thinking, oh, what a great idea. I wonder if I should call my brother and see. My guess is, because my father was colorblind. So all of his ties were maroon or black.
Oh,
yeah, so he never had, I mean, the idea of a yellow or a blue or a green tie, just, he was colorblind, so everything was either maroon or black. I think he may have had, on a wild day, he may have had a gray one, but I'm not positive. I may have been making that up.
Okay.
But it's a great idea.
So while I have you on the phone, I sent an email last week about Eleanor Beardsley.
Okay.
Do you know who that is? Am I saying it right?
I don't know. Give me some hints.
Is that your sister's imaginary friend?
Oh, see, I just want to. It's not. It's
Oh, okay.
It'll come back to me in just a minute. No, it wasn't Eleanor Beardsley. I'm trying to think what it. See, now it was close enough that it'll go out of my head for a minute. But it'll come back.
Okay.
What, you know an Eleanor Beardsley?
No, I was during that Paris incident a few weeks ago, I was listening to the Diane Reen show, and she was talking to the NPR reporter in Paris, and her name was Eleanor Beardsley. And I thought, oh my goodness, for somebody who's always doing something wrong, she sure turned out okay.
Now I have to think about it. It'll come to me. No, I'm trying too hard, but it'll come to me. And I promise I'll mention it as soon as it comes back to me. But it was something, it was not Eleanor Beardsley, but good for Eleanor. This one, but I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Linda, thanks for your calling, and thanks. It's a great suggestion. I love the pillows. Thanks. Bye-bye. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.